This is audio clip C for the Nos Mayo and Revelstoke Drive walk route. At low tide from here, you can see waves breaking over the sandbar that stretches across most of the estuary mouth. Look below you and you'll see a navigation buoy which helps guide vessels safely past the bar. Once upstream of the sandbar, vessels pass over seagrass beds growing on the estuary floor. The beds lie along the side of the estuary and extend up to halfway across. Seagrass doesn't really look or behave like it should live below the waves. With its long, blade-like leaves, it grows in submarine meadows and is the only flowering plant that can live under the sea. Seagrass is beautiful and it's also very important. Fish and other sea life lay their eggs in the seagrass beds. Then once those eggs hatch, the young fish can hide from predators in the jungle of leaves. Seagrass beds are also a favourite haunt of the seahorse and of its close cousin, the pipefish, which looks like a seahorse that's been straightened out and had some of the fancy features removed. Shellfish and crabs shelter here and some creatures move in permanently, like the stalked jellyfish, which lives attached to a seagrass stalk and captures prey with stinging cells in its tentacles. A further range of services supplied by the seagrass includes producing oxygen, locking up carbon and binding the seabed together, helping reduce erosion of the shore. But it's not indestructible, and in a place like this with so many boats, the main threat to seagrass is from dragging anchors and grinding propellers, which can rip up and scour the beds. When above the seagrass beds, vessels are asked to avoid anchoring and to switch off engines at low tide.